Worldwide Podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We begin chapter 11 with verses 1 through 6. I ask then, has God rejected his people? Of course not. For I too am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture says about Elijah? How he pleads with God against Israel. Lord, they have killed your prophets. They have torn down your altars. And I alone am left. And they are seeking my life. But what is God's response to him? I have left for myself 7,000 men who have not knelt to Baal. So also, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. But if by grace, it is no longer because of the works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. I once sailed on a sloop that ached for the name Remnant. She was to be left after the Armageddon life would end up to be, and we'd sail off into the seas for all eternity. Yes, I used to love the water and everything about its force, for as we know, it's only water, of course. Paul began a journey that was filled with Christ's hope, like a yacht captain evading a scathing undertow, escaping death and imprisonment. He must have felt anointed, filled with the Spirit each moment of each day, where God finds his people willing to sacrifice and be a remnant waiting for judgment day. This is what Paul did, connect his past, his own Israelite blood, to the freedom of all mankind. No longer pagans, but his sons and daughters of redemption's hand, freeing the lost, lonely, and languished by the practice, prayer, and proclamation of our relics stand. In the name of Jesus, where love, faith, and hope makes living his mercy mystery to understand. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. Continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Alexandra and Alan, as we continue to pray for all of them, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Julian's hanging out with us this week. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we'd pray for. And we pray for the dying each day. May they be lifted up in peace of Jesus. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 to 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Romans 11. It's verses 1 through 6. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing in areas. It's also a quad lines. Its title, Always Will There Be a Remnant. Asking Paul, people his rejected by God, not him, an Israelite in the slightest. Chosen revealers, Benjamin's tribe, Abraham's descendant, foreknown rejection, not from the mightiest. Elijah says in Scripture, against Israel his scorn, prophets yours killed, convicted, alone amongst altars torn. He responded as God does, knowing all men numbering 7,000 have shunned, kneeling not to Baal, only me their true love. Always will there be a remnant of your son. Grace chosen relic every moment of every day. Grace, it must be works void in place. Grace wouldn't remain after works delay. Grace couldn't be grace, otherwise disgrace. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's December 31st, 2021. I'll see you next year. Recording this morning at 7:04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then, thanks for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Julian, you want to come say God bless you? Huh? You got to say it over here. Well, if you're still joining us this morning, we got our grandson hanging out with us. He's going to say it aloud. God bless you. Uh-huh. Such a blessing to have him hanging out and listening to me share the good news. We're thinking about our good friend John. I hope he's coming through his COVID situation, and may he continue to grow strong and get better each day. Thanks again for joining us. God bless you. As we close today in the name of Jesus at 7:21. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for all you do in the name of Jesus.